deck bungalows, I wondered that I'd met no ghosts. A ghost that would voluntarily hang about a duck bungalow would be mad, of course, but so many men have died mad in duck bungalows that there must be a fair percentage of lunatic ghosts. In due time, I found my ghost, or ghosts, rather, for there were two of them. Up till that hour, I had sympathised with Mr. Besant's method of handling them, as shown in The Strange Case of Mr. Lucroft and other stories. I am now in the opposition. We will call the bungalow Catmull Duck Bungalow, but that was the smallest part of the horror. A man with a sensitive hide has no right to sleep in duck bungalows. He should marry. Catmull Duck Bungalow was old and rotten and unrepaired. The floor was of worn brick, the walls were filthy, and the windows were nearly black with grime. It stood on a bypath largely used by native sub-deputy assistants of all kinds, from finance to forests, but real sahibs were rare. The Kansamar, who was nearly bent double with old age, said so. When I arrived, there was a fitful, undecided rain on the face of the land, accompanied by a restless wind, and every gust made a noise like the rattling of dry bones in the stiff toddy palms outside. The Kansamar completely lost his head on my arrival. He had served a sahib once. Did I know that sahib? He gave me the name of a well-known man who has been buried.